Thank you for calling customer service. This is Nikki. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Barbara Wilson. I called in for that little set made of, I guess, an order for that little sample. But when I got ready to pay for just that jar of film, and when I pressed the button to make the payment, it came up to $73 and some cents. I didn't want all of that other stuff that was on there. It was only supposed to be $6 and some cents for the shipping cost. All the rest of that stuff I did not order. I didn't want it. I don't know how it got on there, and I would like to have my money back on my card.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about this sincerely. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I could be able to take a look at your account for you. Can I please have your zip code?
It's 14626.
Okay, that's going to be 64126. Is that correct, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 64126.
14626.
Yes, ma'am. Let me fix this issue for you. And that's going to be, once again, 64146. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes. It sounds like you're saying something different, but I think you got it right. 14626, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. That's going to be 14626. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I do apologize about that.
Okay.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
647 Harvest, Harvest Drive, Rochester, New York, 14626.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Is that going to be for the smartwatch and the personal blender?
All of that stuff, yes. I don't want it. You know what? Since I'm trying to move, can I cancel the whole order?
Okay, now what I can do for you, ma'am, I can offer to extend your trial for an extra 16 days, which gives you like a full 30 days to try the product out. Would that be okay?
I actually need to cancel the whole thing because I'm in the process of moving and I need every bit of money I can get. I may be later on, I'll try later, but right now I really would like to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, I can offer you $64.99 on our future charges.
To take it. All you can offer me is the what, the $64 and some cents back?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be $64.99 on all future charges. Would that be okay?
And how does that work?
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be off the full price.
No, I just want to cancel the whole thing if possible. If possible, I just want to cancel the whole order. Not even, and I want the shipping cost back also. I just want the whole $73-some that that came out my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I can offer you $49.95 on our future charges.
No, ma'am. I just want all of the money back. I just want to cancel the whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what I can do for you, ma'am, I can go ahead and cancel your account for you. Just give me one moment, please.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for being patient. I've been calling for about 3 days now, and I'm so appreciative that I got you.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. Just give me one moment, please, while I notate your account for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please.
That's okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for understanding.
No, thank you for understanding.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of noting your account for you. And it's just going to be one moment, please.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for understanding. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Do you have a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your cancellation number?
Let me just go right here in the room. Okay, I'm sorry to have to do that, but I'm in the process of trying to find me some place to live, and I just need everything that I can get.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I can understand that completely.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
412.
412.
Yes, ma'am. 069.
069.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be your cancellation number.
Okay. See, like Charlie 412-069.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's going to be your cancellation number. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am. So what happens now? Do the money go back to my card?
No, ma'am. Since your products has already shipped out, which was on yesterday, you're not going to be able to receive your full refund.
Why not?
Yes, ma'am.
So you said the stuff was shipped out yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. It's already shipped out.
So how am I going to get my money back?
Okay, you have to be able to contact your bank or your credit card company with you on three-way.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to receive your full refund. Or you could just have your bank or your credit card company give us a call back.
It takes so hard for to get you all. I've been trying for 4 days, 3 to 4 days now. And you said that I could put you on a three-way with my bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have time for that?
Yes, ma'am. I'm patient. I have time.
Okay, now, let me tell you this. I am not a technological person. And, there's a plus over here that says add call. Is that where I put it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hold on now.
Yes,
please don't let you get cut off.
integrity. This call may be recorded.
Can you hear?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
With an ESL representative, you may select 0 at any time or remain on the line. If you are calling regarding 2021 tax information,
no, I'm not.
Please be aware that ESL will be mailing forms 1098 and 1099 tax documents directly to you by January 5, 2022. These forms will no longer be included as part of your December statement. For account balances, transaction history, to transfer funds or to make a loan payment, press 1. For online and mobile banking support,
is that the one I should press?
For all other inquiries, press 3.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
The first one was saying about questions or something to speak to someone. Is that the one that I need to press?
Number now.
Yes, ma'am.
Please be connected to a telephone banker.
Thanks for calling. This is Matt. How are you today?
Hi, Matt. I'm had an issue with something that I ordered, and I wanted to cancel it. And the representative is on the other line, and she says that she needs to talk to you for me to get my money back.
Alrighty. And
are you still there, ma'am?
What's your number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
I'm sorry. 381-911-294.
And your name?
Barbara Wilson.
Alrighty, Barbara. Just a couple more questions. What's left for your social?
5278.
And your mother's name, ma'am?
Verdell Reed, R-E-I-D.
All right, perfect. Then how can I help?
Can you, ma'am, can you explain to him what I'm trying to do?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, my name is Nikki, and our policy is that you have to be able to contact your bank or your credit card company on three-way in order for her to receive her full refund. And she have, like, some charges on her account, which was for $34.77 for the personal blender. And also she has some charges on her account for the smartwatch.
And I don't want any of it. I want it canceled. I don't want any of it. I just want my money back.
So I do have the charge for $34.77. And what was the other charge for?
It was for $24.95. And she has, like, two other charges, which was for the shipping and handling, for $6.95 apiece.
Yep, I have all of those charges right here.
Okay, did you want me to go ahead and refund her account for those charges?
Yes, please.
Okay. And can I please have your first and last name and the name of the bank, please?
ESL Federal Credit Union and Medicare.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your name? I do apologize.
Matthew Perry.
Okay, you said Matthew. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for the information.
No problem.
Hello.
Okay.
Okay, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. And just give me one moment. Let me go ahead and notate your account for you, okay, ma'am?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of notating your account for you. And it's just going to be one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for being patient with me.
Thank you. Are you still there, Mr. Matthews?
Yep.
I am.
Thank you. Thank you so much for helping me.
No problem.
I just needed to get my money back. I'm just getting ready to move into an apartment. And, you know, you have to pay a deposit and a first month rent and everything, so I need everything that I can get.
Oh, no, I completely get that. I got to pay my rent soon.
Right.
I definitely do get that struggle.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Especially since I just moved back up here from Georgia.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Just give me one moment, please. I'm still in the process of notating your account for you, and it's just going to be one moment, please.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize about the wait. Now, that's going to be your cancellation and confirmation number. And you will receive your refund back to your account within 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate it so much, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. And once again, I do apologize about this sincerely. And thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
And you too, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. And thank you so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Mr. Matthew, we're done.
All righty, Barbara. Well, you have a wonderful day, and I'm glad that I can help out.
Oh, thank you so much. Goodbye.
No problem.